That's the whole thing. You rent the plane with one, the whole plane, the whole front to back.
They give Reisman cookies.
Exactly.
Reisman cookies and Golden Flow of soda. No, that's what they give.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's Hasidic shit. They're all
summers. The whole
Main Street travel.
But the whole is Main Street travel.
I realize they're doing this for years.
Yeah.
But the whole part to Egypt is like freaky.
Six hours.
On a bus.
On camel.
No, not on camel.
Well, where do you put your luggage on the back?
I don't know.
No, it's a bus.
It's a bus.
Goes to the border. By the border, you have to, it takes time.
And they switch.
And they have another bus that goes another 2 hours
and
to the airport.
That's the point where these guys who have experience doing it, that's where their experience comes in.
Wait, right. Why are they going to Egypt then?
Because you have to
have
Sharm el-Sheikh, you have to fly out of the airport.
Once you're in the airport.
You're not flying out of Israel.
No. Once you're in the airport, is it safe?
Yeah.
Once relatively. I'm saying you're not getting mugged in the airport.
And officially, the United States has good relationships with Egypt. So technically, you're not in a terrorist country. Like if you went to Istanbul, you went to only those kind of places.
Yeah, at risk. My friend's son did it, but he did it early on. He wore a kafir.
Yeah.
He flew with a regular Arab airline.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. He's a Yana Khaverman.
Okay.
He went himself.
A kafir is not going to hide the fact that you're Israeli American.
Mm-hmm. The moment they open up your passport, it says Chaim Shimon. They don't know who you are.
Baruch Bear. It could be as a name like Barry Redstone, you know what I mean?
It says in your passport, you know, big Jew on Lexington.
Yeah.
Come on.
You wear the kafir not for the airport people. You wear the kafir till you get there.
No, for all the everybody in the airport, all the. Because I'm gonna see the train, the Istanbul when they were flying those 10, 15 that they came back per morning into JFK. They were harassing them on the train the
right.
entire time.
Right.
For what?
Just making death to Jews, death to America, death to Israel, whatever. They just were just hocking their lives.
That's why if you're with a kafir, you're not going to get arrested because nobody's going to chop you, a Jew. Once you're in the airport, you're pretty much safe. You know, the airport people are not going to rough you up.
You have to deal with the officials.
That's when they made the Megillah landing at 2 o'clock in the morning in JFK when they landed.
That's why I want my son to go. He's four friends going on his flight. They got him on his flight.
I saw tonight something that LL.
No, LL is doing 50. I just spoke to the government 2 minutes ago. They canceled all the flights.
50 a day. 50 a flight.
This whole week, they just canceled a flight. Till Friday, it was still on. He just told me tonight it's canceled. Flight's canceled. It's 50 a week still. They're still doing 50 a week.
But you don't know when this is going to change.
It could change tomorrow.
Exactly. It changes in a heartbeat, and then they open up everything up, and there's no. It's like first come, first serve. You don't have any. If your flight was that flight, good. If not.
Yeah, but what should I do?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
At this point, it makes no sense.
My daughter's also stuck there. I don't know what I'm doing yet.
She wants to come over Pesach?
She was planning on coming over Pesach. She had a flight from like Warsaw Airlines, Austrian Airlines.
Yeah. Austrian Airlines is not going. Yeah. None of those airlines are flying for the next foreseeable future. Yeah. I didn't look, but thank you. Okay, let's say over the Maisa. So there was it's a school at Sefer this Maisa, Sipur Tzadikim. Rabbi Don Segel told my Rebbe, Rabbi Nuas, to Sefer this Maisa every week, a school for Ashiris. So there was this Yid, he lived in Prague, and he had a dream 3 days in a row that under the bridge, behind the certain pole, there's a big oitzer. So he went with the shovels and drove down there. And when he got to the bridge, I said, what's going on? He said, well, we had a dream 3 days in a row that there's a big thing. I said, very funny. We had a dream 3 days in a row that there's a guy in Prague at this address that behind his oven has a big oitzer. And you don't see us traveling, so get out of here. Get the halach out of here. And he went home, took apart the oven. And the halach is out of here. And he took the oven, and he ended up finding a big treasure. And he was lived forever after, peacefully and happily, with money. My measurements. Measure three times, cut four times.
At least that piece worked.
What I'm going to do is take out this panel and this panel, the whole panel, and I'm going to have the steel guy weld on metal tubing every 2 feet, and I'm going to put this siding on those two, on the whole wall, those two, so it'll feel more like, you know what I mean? I'll have this glass, that glass, That's enough.
It's in the middle.
Right. And then I could put a mini split there and a mini split there because I have all the electric over there. All the electric and everything is over there. So like this, I'll put a mini split there, mini split there, and show my show. Air conditioning heating, and we're good to go.
By next winter, it's going to be insulated, and it's going to be hanging from his bedroom.
This is in the dining room.
Pretty much. By next year, Pesach, this is, you know.
Okay, Lelechus, let's go. The Bayit, I was there Thursday night.
Yeah. What happened?
The Bayit.
But nobody was there. It was 1:30 at night.
No, they shot up the shul. 20 rounds.
That's mine.
Oh, sorry.
You can have it if you want. They shot 20 rounds? So they broke a ton of windows.
I don't know what they shot at. Nobody's there.
They just shot the shul.
There's security on that. There's security on that shul.
There's cameras, everything.
They have footage? Where else did they shoot? What other shul? Chabad? I mean, Toronto is a scary place, by the way. A lot of Arabs there.
But you would think they're more calm Arabs, because they're in the American side of the world. Not in Europe. I guess not.
The Arabs are real... Yeah, but they watch the television. All they're doing is watching television, how Hamas, they're killing babies, America and Israel, you know what I'm saying? If you're watching the wrong station, if you watch it a whole day, you would also think like that. You'd be like, it's crazy.
Everybody's getting killed. You have to make more room in the world for everybody else.
They changed his name, that guy Tucker, you know that. They put an F before.
I can't figure out how he went so off. Like
he used to be halfway normal, right?
2 years ago, he had a show on Fox, and he was like the most conservative. Like he was Rush Limbaugh 2.0. He was great.
He was like chill. Yeah. I mean, he was stark. He would really lean into you, but he was still like
during Biden, he was the only one who was on TV that was actually every single day explaining what Biden.
Now
was.
He's off the rail.
Off, like,
he made a left turn somewhere and like never came back.
Yeah, Chabad, that's the best.
All right, I love this one.
What do you do about Chabad?
He's trying to rebuild the third temple.
He's blaming this whole war. Chabad is doing this because they're trying to get to rebuild the third temple.
I tell you, Meshuggah, you can't make a, you can't fix Meshuggah. You know what I'm saying? I throw this out.
Enough of these kind of Chabad out there saying these kind of stupid things.
You wonder why he picks up on it and says that this is what's going on.
But Trump is not letting him in the White House, right?
She also went.
Who else?
Candace Owens.
Is Trump letting him in the White House? No.
Yeah. He could get in. He's very close with J.D.
Vance. Even though Trump said last week that Tucker would.
But he's very close with J.D. Vance.
Yeah, but J.D. Vance is not going to keep him if he went crazy like this.
We don't really know how far J.D. Vance is stupid also. We just like he speaks very well, and then he's very.
He never said anything crazy.
Not yet.
Kind of just lay malachim yad Hashem.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, the fact that we had a whole 4 years of Biden in the middle of Trump was also altogether bracha. None of this would ever go down if Trump had his presidency back to back.
No, he would be crazy. He's way more presidential now.
And he's also completely doesn't give two craps about the rest of the world. Exactly.
He's a totally different person.
Exactly.
He changed a lot. I don't know who changed him.
The fact that they sued him, the fact that the government was trying to run him into the ground for 4 years, all these kind of things put a different perspective in his head.
Right.
And also that he had a hisha.
Yeah.
It also changed
him. Zichah changed him. That speech that he gave in the Republican National Convention after he was shot, that was like a...
It was like an
emotional speech. You know what I'm saying? Like he really...
He doesn't do emotional.
I don't know how the guy has. How does the guy not die? No. I'm just, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
from the amount of that they roid of him is not normal.
A regular guy would just drop dead. I mean, you'd find him dead somewhere.
Yeah. Don't make it.
Unless you were back off.
He doubled down.
I He did what they backed off. That's what most people do. But he just goes strong.
That's what they thought was going to happen.
Yeah. Not just go strong. He doubled down.
Yeah. When
doubled down and won the presidency. Yeah, yeah. And Letitia James
like,
now.
Say, people don't like him. They say he's too tough, this and that. No one else can do this. You have to. This is the only way. You need a crazy guy like this. Otherwise, Bush, I mean, they beat him up. I mean, backed off and everything. He looked like a fool. He left office as a fool. He tried to be tough until they were tough on him. And then he apologized and he backed off.
Well, Bush is a very conservative president. Today, you can't have a president like that. There'll never be a Republican president again like Bush.
Or Trump. To galvanize the country, you have to have a certain... Most of the country by default...
Trump. Eric Trump's going to be president.
No, but most of the country is...
Eric Trump's going to run for president. His kids are going to run for president.
The system is rigged to be Democrat.
No, his kids don't have it.
No.
His kids are pretty tough.
Yeah, but they don't have that personality.
A lot of people are tough.
His kids are pretty tough. Eric... pretty tough guy.
I know.
Who do you think ran his whole court case?
Trump is a showman. For years, he's going on TV.
He knows the value of optics.
He's very good.
His kids could do it. His kids could do it.
He knows which buttons to push to rate some which cover.
His kids could do it.
He is so good at it. I don't know anybody is as good as him. Obama might have been good like this. But he knows which
buttons. Obama was overplayed. Everybody, they made him into like a
god.
The Batchan by Thursday night by the Chassan, the Batchan in Toronto tells the guy next to me, he says, Devaist Obama is a Yid, Devaist us. So the guy says, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Zantate is a cannibal. I'd guess an Yid. It's great the way he said it. The guy didn't know what he was talking about. The guy thought he was serious. He ate a Jew.
How
about
you eat?
He's a taitsu from the mensch. It's very funny. The way he said it. It's great. Lomagan, you ready? You got the joke?
No.
He says Obama is a Jew. He says, what are you talking about? Obama's father was a cannibal and he ate a Jew.
Yeah. I figured it was something along those lines.
Yeah, you gotta learn Yiddish. It's like the Gemara. Yeah?
Oh.
What? It's very late. What are you doing? Come down, take a few, and you better get upstairs quickly.
That's it. Don't even let me see you down here.
Quickly.
There's school tomorrow. Yeah, right.
10 o'clock.
You made all the panels the same size?
No.
Everything's different sizes.
I measure.
They have no clue what you're doing here.
I know what I'm
doing. Everything is all sideways. Next year, you're going to want to come over there. It's going to be halfway this, halfway something else.
Not taking it down.
We'll never go back up. That's the best way. I'm not taking it down. That's the best answer I heard.
Let's go. It's like the Gemara.
That's the best answer I heard.
Quickly. Go right upstairs because mommy's going to be really upset.
Oh, yeah. Put that on her. It's not coming down. You're right.
Mice is very nice. You come out here like in the morning or at night?
Boys?
Yeah, plenty of room. So,
right? I'm saying, like, do you have the Holy Shiva?
Yeah, plenty of room.
This is bigger than this. It's not bigger than Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is bigger.
No, it's bigger. Beis Medrash is bigger. Beis Medrash is 35 by 40. This is 20 by 30.
No.
It's fine. It's big enough.
You want Illini. That's what you want. Really want.
Huh?
You would have loved it. In Florida, you know they did Illini.
What's Illini?
Basically, it's like a screen enclosed patio.
Oh, those. Yeah. This is better. I'm gonna start learning in the morning.
Yeah.
Learning at 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun goes up.
Depends on what time, what time and how cold it is. Tomorrow morning, yeah.
That's the cold is over with.
That's it. It's 70 degrees tomorrow.
Zot Gemara. Umina. So Nunham and Aleph, two lines on the top. Umina. So Gemara is saying as follows. Gemara is trying to say that you see that we're trying to bring a raya that you go buser the past, not buser what the future. Like Rabbi Meiser makes a difference. When we know, I remember Lezbar Yosi, Abba Ha Yonotel Esig Groger, Shabbat Mitzoya, Al Tishim, Shabbat Kalkala. So you do, it took 10 Grogeris on 90 of Kalkala. Now you have to realize the 90 of Kalkala, those are fresh dates. Those fresh dates, figs, right? Tainim is figs. So those fresh figs.
You know, because te'ina and date have the same vowel, so it's the upper one.
Te'ina?
And date have the same vowel, so it's not that one. It's a
or you have a vowel when you, when you, when you eat it.
It's not a date. It's a fig.
Okay, that's going to just now mess everything off my head.
Why don't you just use the vowel one? That it's both send you to that mahalach. It says something about an owl.
I have to take a left-hand turn there.
He's about an owl. I went to the bowel. Okay. So Gemara says, Abba yonotel esek grogish mktsoya al tishim krakola. E efshir, e amishlaim le kamosha hain, that you go bust the way the grogers were. Amishapis, it's a good, it's a good miser. Right, it's not a problem. You're not... Eli Amrit Kamosha Shahin now, so Batsalu, you're being, you're giving less miser because it's all shrunken. Singamara says, Ki also if Dima Lazar Shani Grog is no right. Kamashahim, right. Kamashahim there was.
No,
how it was.
There was.
Singamara says, no, you have no right. Amal Shani Grog is Hobby Yokal Shulkum Lachzil Kamashahin. You could there's a treatment that you could bring the figs back. So Mela, it's not, that's not cool that it shrunk really. Not cool that it shrunk. Yeah, Tana Rabbanan, Tarmin to Einim al Gregoris, Makam Sheregilin Lases to Einim. So you could be Tarim to Einim, which is the not the dried up ones, al Gregoris, which is dried up, Makam Sheregilin Lases to Einim. Gregoris, to Einim Gregoris, in a place where you make, where you dry them out. This is going Dabash of a minion. This is not a shayla of Ribui Maises or Pelchus Maises. Over here, it's just a shayla if you could do it because one is, it's now Yafal al Arab.
But for like Gregoris, I'll take
Tainim, I feel the Mokshagun last to Ainim. And the Gemara is going to go through. Gregor's, everything last to Ainim, Gregor's. Omar, Tainim to Ainim on Gregor's, Mokshagun last to Ainim. Gregor's, Gregor's. Mokshagun in, Mokshagun Gil Loi. Hey, Kadami, Idik a Koyan, so Mokshagun Rogel on my Loi. Why not? But now, Mokshagun Koyan, Tarim and Yafa. Why? Because you could give it to him. El Pshito, they're like a Koyan. You don't need it to last. You give it to him right away, he'll eat it right away. No, no, El Pshita. I'm saying if there was a coin, you give it to him right away. It's right. Good. El Pshita, like a coin. So Aim is Eifer.
That's why I need to make it.
Right, that's why you need to make it. And that goes, it doesn't stim, because Aim is Eifer. Le Gurgis al Tainim. I feel the Mokash Rug last to Aim Gregoris. Now, if he'd like a coin, am I a loy? Why not? But tonight, Mokash ain't coin, Toyam and Miskayim. So you should be able to do it. El Pshita, the Ika coin. So Reisha, the like a coin, Sefer, the Ika coin? Gemara says, yes, yes, Bubala, in. Reisha, like a coin, and Sefer, the Ika coin. Amar Papa Shema Mina. What do you see from here? Dachkinun u'mekminu masnisa betrei taimi ve'loim kinu betrei taimi. We'd rather say that the Reishon Sefer shtim because the different scenarios. Rather say it's two different anoyim because you could say that it's two different anoyim. We'd rather not do that. Zokten nu Mishnah kol amenochos niloshes, niloshes, niloshes means that
needed.
You need with beposhrin.
Need with.
With poshrin means warm.
Warm
water. Umeshamran shaykhmitsu, you mechuyev to make sure that it doesn't get chametz. Vemechmitsu shireh, everybody says say the shireh. There's a new halacha. The shireh of the soilus
can't become
chametz either. Shnema
kol amincha. But how do you do that? It sits in the jar.
You keep on working on it.
No, you take chametz out of it, and then what do you do with the whole thing that's sitting in the kli shoreis?
Keep on eating it.
To be busy with it the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
Till you're baking it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why by us come to bake matzah. I'll show you what it looks like.
I know. I did that on Friday.
You were a matzah baker on Friday, yeah. In Lakewood?
No. We go to Puppet Salem.
You went all the way to there? Yeah. Oh.
We bake in Puppet Salem. My father inherited, what's the name, Netzach Yisrael slot.
Oh, really? For yeah. 50 years ago?
Exactly.
How many people will go with you?
Now?
We didn't bake
100 pounds.
Nothing.
Okay. 2 myras, 3 myras, that's
so it. So it's just for who? For you and?
My father, for our family, basically.
Yeah,
my other first cousin. And,
so you do anything or you just let them do everything?
No. So usually when we go, we monitor the ovens and we making sure that stuff gets cooked properly in the oven.
Okay.
And then afterwards we take challah and we manage the packing. That's pretty much it.
That's my father now. He says they're so efficient.
Exactly.
They're so good. You don't have to do anything. In the old days, my father said, you can't imagine. You go there, the guy didn't put it in the oven in time. The guy would fall asleep. The cigarette would fall into the thing.
So depending on how many kids we have coming, so one of them is going to watch the clock, make sure that everything off the tables makes it into the oven with 3 seconds left. You know, so this way you know it's all baked.
In Lakewood, they're always done 3 minutes before.
No. I remember there on Friday when Myra went in, it was counting down 4-3, and the last matzah went into the oven at 3 seconds, if you're lucky.
Really? Yeah. Lakewood is not
so
like
then,
that.
So I'm assuming that those matzahs got moved over to the side. It wasn't from Mars.
And Lakewood is not like that. Difference. Lakewood's not like that.
Because they're working two ovens. They're working.
Lakewood's not like that. Lakewood, I've been there. Every time I was there, there was 2 minutes left on the clock and they were done.
2 minutes?
You
could use a whole other Maariv in 2 minutes.
They were done. They rush it.
Right, also in 2 minutes, you could do a whole other.
You could do another 25 matzahs.
Yeah, at least. You get another 4 or 5 pounds out of that.
Why should you do that in Yosef? Is it the shtiebel that around where my shares, where he used to live, they do matzah mitzvah?
In they have an oven in the basement?
Yeah, I don't know where they have the oven, but they do lina. You see the lina water sitting outside. The Ben Shalano, and they do matzah mitzvah after this month.
The Beis Halevi had an oven in his house, in his kitchen. Beis Halevi made matzahs by the Seder.
If you want, you can do that too. You can do it in your own oven. Turn it off to 500 degrees, you can make
500 degrees cook some matzah?
Yeah.
Not fast.
Yeah. So instead of it being in the oven for 30 seconds, it's in there for, you know, a minute. What's the difference?
Yeah, but you have to be careful. Some shungachamas.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, exactly.
Got to be on top.
The kalim and everything else.
Exactly. This month, your kitchen better.
I barely can do the Pesach Seder. I'm going to do Pesach Seder and make matzahs.
If you want, by the way, there's a guy who made a YouTube video of how to make matzahs.
What's his name? It's over here.
Klein.
What, Eric?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. He bakes it.
But he
has an oven. Yeah, he bought it. He bought an Israeli oven.
Oh, what? It's not. You're not making this. It's a very simple thing.
He bought from an Israel one.
You get a pizza.
There's a guy in Israel that has it down to what's called. He shipped it to him and he put it together.
And did you show you?
He has it in his basement.
You hook up a propane tank and that's it.
Whatever he has in the basement, I think he has hooked up to his gas. He has a whole system. His father does it in his house and in Brooklyn. They bake. They have a whole Mantz bakery. Uh-huh. They know how to do it. I don't know. Not for me. I'm happy in the store. Anyway, I'm not eating too much matzah. So now we're going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Shnei Ma'akol Menucha Shkiv L'Hashem La'asas Chometz. L'Chayv Al Ishaso Val Ichaso Val Fiyaso. Side of kneading, side of beating, side of eating. Val Fiyaso and the baking. Menon Amili. Amar Shlokish Dal Makro.
Side for eating, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Menon Amili. Amar Shlokish Dal Makro.
Don't take it out of context.
Amar Shlokish Dal Makro. Loisa Ofe Chometz. Chelkom. Afilu Chelkom. Oh, sorry about that. You're right. I got it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it feels like
it's
moist.
It gets
the moisture. Beautiful. No moisture.
It's let the humidity start. Yeah.
Watch the flame.
Oh, it's not going to catch on fire. To what?
Chametz.
Chametz shine also.
That's the next pasuk on the page. Where do you say? Oh, top one.
Top.
Right. So it says over there, fish and emelis as chametz. Yachol yechai vela achas al kulam. Tamlem leisa oifa afia bechlal leisa. Lama yotzasa lahakish aleo ma afiyom yuchedesh shehi maisi yechidi. Kituf is putting water on top, like we do the egg on the challah. There's water on the matzah. Shumai zechidi. V'chayom alev v'nei atzma. So you see clearly that we use the pasuk something else. When the word chalkom, if you look at the garinator that did this,
he put an extra mem over there.
He didn't. When the word chalkom. No, it's mechelkom, not mem, not from the mem. No. Follow the garinator.
Maybe
everything's coming this. Okay, let's make
a different pasuk. He made a different color. He made it gold. There's a different color here. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I got that. So Gemara says, "Lichtiv chalkom leisavacham." It's my leisavacham. It's chalkom. Shmamino atarti. Fed Gemara ve'ema afio depart barachmona lichayev chado. Einuch lichayev chado akulu. It's one chiyev on all them. Mishum da havadav shayi bechlal. Yotz menachal lamin. Lo lam laatzma yotzo. No, we're saying no. Afiya itself, because it's afiya, it's spoken out, that gets one lav. The rest of them, you learn out from the other psukim, together.
So what I'm doing, have a lav from the rest, and then you're doing more than one thing out of it, it becomes a lav shibacholis.
No, it's not more than one thing. You only chayev if you have three things.
We have lisha and we have...
Right, so you have to do all three.
We'll learn all those...
No, not separate. All three together. It's one lav. One lav that you do all three.
Because that's the lav shebecholos.
I don't know, is that what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala means? It teaches you two different things. This does not teach you two things.
It is. It's a teaching of fear.
No. It's not telling you that these two things are chayiv. They're only chayiv do together.
Oh, if I do them all together.
All together, yeah. But Tanya, v'shachat oisei mokam asher yishachas oila. It doesn't have this.
Sure, it's right there. Oh, underneath the green.
Very good. Nice and nice paper. So v'shachat oisei mokam asher yishachas oila. As the Gemara says.
Lost the shleit. That's what it is.
Shmuel says, "Vavgav mechokim zemze don't know some klal prat." So Maskar Rashi, "Hi klal pratu, it's not a klal prat, it's prat klal." We're asking
it's
a kash on his thing.
On his yeah,
Maskar, it's not a klal prat, pratu klal. When I say klal moisal prat, Vishrablu kol mili.
It's not a klal prat, it's a prat klal.
Right. Elo, so Tana Oisik Akasha, what the Tana
and
Shver is.
And we can do that limit even though it's Mechakim.
Right.
You don't have a problem with Mechakim.
Right, because it's Mechakim. So why is it because it's a Prah Klal? We don't have a problem, right? So why is it Tana Oisik Akasha? This is what was for a while ago. Vachamar, Oyen El Shzeton Sof, Vain Akaton Sof, and the Kotzachamar Oisai.
That was his problem.
Yeah. Imagine Nafkin Meshachas Achatz Oisim Udimai. What did he Oisim for at this point? At this point, everything's included. The Mute Nachshem Meshachat Oiv Pesach Simen. Oisim Betzafon Vein Sir Nachshem Betzafon. And why would you think Sir Nachshem Betzafon? Because Sotam Vein Ahoy Vizrablin in Smicha, Vizrablin in Sovin, Kamash Won, that no. Vizmich Guvman Olam. How you know Smicha itself is this Rabbi? The Tanya, Vizama Kadal, Rosh Asar, the Rabbis.
Sir
Nachshem. Sir. Where is that?
No, we don't have. Yeah, the
Samach Oshav.
That right there.
Samach Oshav.
We didn't
put
the back.
Didn't put it back. No. She printed the back. The Samach Oshav. Perfect. You have to read it through the. Perfect. Yeah. So, the rabbis here have his chavim, l'smicha, and we'll continue here soon. Let's just bench.